figuring out what's a myth about food or actual science. As the saying goes, not everything you find on the internet is true. But how can you find out what's a myth about food or actual science? Yvette Dontremont, otherwise known as the Sci-Babe, offers some advice for spotting pseudoscience articles versus real science articles online.
I think the easiest way to know if something is science or pseudoscience is, if you have to ask, it's probably BS. The hardest part about it is that there's no real defining line between science and pseudoscience.
She offers a few things to look for when you're trying to determine if something is a myth or factual science.
Look for things that are repeatable and look for meta-analyses and review articles that don't just show you, here's a one-off thing that we found, because anyone can make one study. So I tell people, look to scientific journals and look for large-scale analyses instead of just a website saying, this is how I think this works.
To bridge the gap between science and non-science, she says for writers, make your work funny. That's what she credits for her success as the Sci-Babe. As for critics like the Food Babe, she has some advice to offer those who read what she says.
Just take a critical eye to the things she said and then start looking into the articles, because it's very rare that you find a fact on her website. I think if people are willing to look at her page with a cynical eye, eventually they're going to go, this can't be right. And I'm hoping more people latch on to that.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast Agnet.